Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
Mwah. And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. Purr.
Wait, do it shorter.
Purr.
Purr. How are you doing, Juice? How are you, my love?
I'm good. I'm a little tired today. I just finished two digital gigs with Gaming Live, presented by Gaming Magazine and Ally, I think is what it was. So I played Saints Row for an hour, and then I did a Twitter Ask Me Anything. They asked me anything. There wasn't a whole lot of questions, but I did have a lovely conversation with the people at Gaming Live. Yeah. I'm blanking on the name. I feel so bad. I'm blanking on their name. I feel so bad. Oh my God.
And stuff.
You can always tell when I forgot a name. You can always tell you're just like, Juice forgot their name.
Absolutely. At this point, the listeners know our tics.
I know.
Can we talk about my blooper, my podcast fail last episode, bonus episode?
How is that doing? Is that getting the views?
It's getting the views, and I think it's such a funny moment. I was rewatching it, and I was thinking in bed, I was like, oh, that's a TikTok. I'm going to quickly make that. And it made me laugh.
It was a great TikTok. Oh my God, why is my sound off?
If you haven't seen it, check out the Semi-Qualified Queens podcast.
Almost 10,000 views. It's getting the views.
Boom, baby. I've got that magic touch.
I love.
So you're a little tie-tie, but you're going to do this episode because we're queens.
Yes, I'm a little tie-tie, but I will live. I will survive. I will make it through. I've been more tie-tie in other episodes.
Oh, absolutely. There's ones where you full-on are yawning.
I'm yawning and, like, falling asleep. Remember the one where you were just like, what did you think of it? And I went, honestly, I wasn't watching. I was eating ramen.
Yeah, that will forever be. Ramengate. It's distracting.
Yeah, I've
been liking
ramen
lately. It's a little cold outside. It's starting to feel like fall here in Vancouver. Sorry, my phone's not on silent. Now it is. The change in seasons, it's here, it's upon us, fall is coming, and we've got new content from you, Juice. You just dropped a sexy little photo shoot, a cowgirl photo shoot.
It's one of my favorite photo shoots I've done in a while, but it's flopping.
What do you mean it's flopping?
It's flopping. 600 likes. Flop.
It's a bit of a flop.
Flop.
Oh, no.
600
oh, no.
likes. I was like, what?
Oh, no.
Do you want to know what, though?
Please.
I posted it. I posted it on the same day the queen died.
Well, yeah, I know.
I posted.
Can we talk about the scheduled post on Canada's Drag Race?
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Who will take the crown? Like, and it's like Queen Elizabeth just passed.
You know what?
Check your scheduled tweets. People, the social media team, you need to be on this.
I would have left it up.
That's a nightmare.
I would have left it up. I think it's camp. I think it's funny. And also, like, I know that we have to... Is this going to be controversial? Am I going to be controversial right now?
Give me a hot take, Juice. I want it so bad.
Hot take. I think right now, there's a lot of people who talk about listening to Indigenous people and Indigenous creators and Indigenous, you know, friends. And then the biggest colonizer in the world dies... And everyone's all sad about it. And I'm just like, well, guys.
All up in their feels.
All up in their feels. And I'm just like, well, besties. Like, it's every child matters until, you know.
Queenie.
So I was just, until Miss Queenie goes. So I was just like, I mean, she was a colonizer. So there's that.
I know. I feel like the queen is, like, wrapped up in, like, half reality and half, like, fairy tale. Like, I think the relationship with, like, the royal family is so mystified and, like, layered and gross and out of date. So I'm just kind of like, when I read the news, I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Work she was 96, like, you know, like, it's
was
okay.
She 96?
That she, yeah, it's okay that she died. She was old.
That's a life lived.
Yeah. She was the longest reigning monarch.
How old, like, do you want to live?
Oh, I don't know. I think as long as I'm happy and healthy until the end, like, that's what I want. I don't ever want to be, like, living my, like, last 10 years just being, like chewing on ice, you know? Like, that's just not, you know? Like, I don't want to be one of those old people, like, you know how when they say, if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yes.
I don't want to be one of those old people that just stops doing things, and then
You're
I just become...
fucking... Until you're 70.
Fucking. I'm gonna die.
I still fucking.
Me, my old balls.
Old balls.
Old balls and giant TVs. What about you?
Yeah, what else has been up? Oh my god, I'm thinking about buying a Prada bag.
Oh right, you mentioned that.
Rich. It's not even that I'm rich, it's like compulsive, like it's like a retail thing. Like I worked all summer and I'm literally like, can I have one treat yourself moment? And to quote Juicebox, my current purse looks like a dog chewed it. It literally has a hole in it. It has a bottom hole. It's like, dear Liza, there's a hole in your bucket. No, there's a hole in my purse.
Yes. And so I mean, I like how I say that and I have the fashion sense of it. I have a literal frat boy, like, and I'm just like, there's a hole in your bag. And I'm wearing Adidas track pants.
No holes in your frat look, though. In your frat fit.
None that you've seen.
Only for easy access.
No. Right? Some of my clothes are, like, falling apart.
Dilapidated?
Dilapidated.
Oh, we can help. Oh, I can help with that. We have so much clothing. You know Vincent and I.
Oh, yeah.
Free clothes all the time. Designers.
Speaking of free clothes, though, should we dive in?
Yeah, let's dive in. Folks, yeah. SQ Cuties, you know why you're here. Not just about the small talk, the cold intro. You want to hear about the final episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 3. We're here, Juice. It happened. It's the final episode.
What do you think of...
It was really quick.
It was fast, but what do you think of final episodes? I don't like them.
I was missing the cast coming out earlier, but when that happened, that got me excited because then you get to see all the girls come back. It's like a reunion.
See,
but for the most part,
see, we're gonna get to the episode
is like kind of boring,
right? And we're gonna get to the cast stuff because I felt jilted by the cast stuff.
Jilted.
You know? I felt jilted. I felt cheated from amazing moments, and we're gonna get there, but. I was happy to see them, but I wanted something else, but we'll get there. What happened to the first five minutes? Because I missed it.
What happened to the first 5 minutes? We said goodbye to Vivian. Kimmy was shooketh that she was still there. And then they found out that it was top four. So everyone was like, well, this is the last episode. Like everyone just kind of knew they'd made it till the end.
Yeah.
So I think it was a moment of just like, mixed emotions because Vivian was such a front runner this season. I really thought she was going the whole way. So it's like,
me too.
Kimmy's dance skills come through, my love.
I know Kimmy wouldn't. If it came down to anybody winning,
and delete it. That's what Vivian said. She's like, can we control alt delete that?
can it be a Broadway song? Can it just be Rev? Broadway?
Can we get rid of Rev? So yeah, we're feeling weird about that. But then I feel like we kind of just like celebrate. The fact that they're all there, they're talking about diversity, how this is the most diverse top four. But there's been diversity in the past too. So yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I think that, but it's a lovely point to keep highlighting the power of diversity. So
yes.
It's like, go from there, you know?
Yeah. Do you actually know, we're gonna tangent a minute. I got to hang out with Miss Isis.
Tangent?
I know, a tangent. I got to hang out with Miss Isis in Quebec this past weekend. Did we talk about this already?
You mentioned you had a wonderful time. You really
like
Isis.
Oh, I just really like Isis. Sorry, I'm singing her praises. I don't know if I talked about it already on the pod, but I just had such a good time with her. So that's all. I am really
She's
excited.
Really
She's
funny.
So cool.
She's really funny, and I love how sarcastic she is. What did you think about Ice on the episode? Now that we're talking about her.
I loved Ice on the episode. You could see a change in Ice on the episode versus her in her season, I found.
Well, totally all the work.
Well, I mean that, but I meant from her overall.
She looked good, bitch.
Oh, she looked so good, but I just mean her overall like appearance, the way that she spoke to people, how comfortable she was. It felt like there was a definite change in her. Then she felt comfortable. It felt like she was more comfortable there.
Totally, she's like, I know the vibe of this now. Here I am.
And she was so fun. I really enjoyed her on it, but. We find out in the episode that we are going to watch the girls do their rendition of Brooklyn's new song, True North Strong and Fierce. And a little piece of me dies every day. Every time I have to say it.
Here's the thing. It was like, I don't understand. I feel like we have more musical talents in Canada than this show is like highlighting. It's strange for me, like, Brooklyn doesn't consider herself, like, a musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an interesting take. I feel like she's kind of roped into it sometimes. She's like, okay. Like, the song was kind of just like audio clips from her on the show, right? Like, the things she says as the
host. It felt more like it was going to be their song versus Brooklyn's.
So I don't know why they didn't just say that. They could have just said, like, you're making a song.
Can I make a very controversial but brave opinion?
You know I love when you're brave.
It should be Priyanka's song.
Oh my god, yeah.
It should be a Priyanka song.
That would have been so much better. Sure, like, that would have been dialed and actually, like, listenable.
Yeah, and then, like, I know Priyanka, like, it would have been, I think, a little crazy if Priyanka was there, like, performing with them and stuff, mm-hmm. like, because it's, like, she already won and stuff, but I feel like Priyanka's at that point now in her career where she has made such a staple of herself in the Canadian drag industry, and even in the Canadian just entertainment industry, that yeah. I feel like it would make more sense for it to be a Priyanka song.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? I think it should happen. Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
It didn't, and we got the True North Strong and Fierce. But...
Fierce. But, yes. I don't know. And then the girls kind of, like, they've got to, create their verses and do a little dance with Hollywood Jade. Do we want to go through, like, the writing process or, like...
No, I mean, there's no real... I don't really care. Like, it all just felt like it was just filler until the actual performance, you know? I will say, special shout out to Jada's drawn-on mustache and Hollywood's bangs, because those are my absolute favorite part. Hollywood Jade coming up with a different wig every time. Gagachandra. But yeah, it everything about the finale just kind of felt very slow until it got us to the actual performance, and then it felt very rushed to the end.
I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. The one part that had a little bit of meat on the bones was the recordings. Like, it was making me laugh, like, that beat with Jada not being able to say purr slowly.
Yeah, and, like...
I, like, appreciated that. That was so funny to me, where she literally was just like...
Purr. That felt like editing to me, but I still enjoyed it.
But there was definitely a layer of her, like, not
getting it.
Yes, like, because there was too much, like, emotion around her that I was like, oh girl, just shoot shorter. So I thought that was funny.
Should we go right into the performance?
Oh, you want to dive right in?
Well, what else is there? I mean, it's just like the writing process was just like kind of like, okay, but
I don't know, we have a podcast. Great discussion in Discord. You're just like,
let's just get right to the performance forward. Do you want to know why I want to fast forward right to it? Is because I really want to dive into the looks of all the girls that came back. And I really want to talk about those and pick those apart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Is that fine with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think of the performance? What did you think? Tell me what you thought.
I thought there was less auto-tune versus the Rusical. And I think that was attributed to it being more rap than actual, like, melody. Singing.
Yeah.
But it made the voices sound a little more raw. But, like, some of that rawness wasn't necessarily, like, for the better, but at some points I wish one person did more of, like, a musical bar, like, the rap. It was just like a full rap song, and it would have, the only part Jada did, like, a little song at the very end when they did, like, an extra bar each, really back to back. I think overall, did you like the song?
No.
That's the thing. I don't know if I liked the song. It had this very, like, mod, almost like French Vogue backbeat that I think worked really cool for Giselle's rap. When she was rapping in French with this beat, all of a sudden it, like, clicked for me in this new frequency. I was like, oh, like, this sounds kind of sick. But then, like, I felt as though certain queens were trying to turn it into, like, a Nicki or, like, a Cardi vibe, and that just wasn't the song. So it was almost like the artist fighting. Like, when Jada sang, I was like, props, but it literally made zero sense sonically.
See, I just
I was like, why are you singing, like, right there? That's not how the song should go.
I feel like the meat and the potatoes they got was just, like, not the best. So they created what they could out of it. Yeah. I enjoyed all of their verses, if we're going to be, like, you know, honest. I thought they all did a really good job with their verses. There was no verse that I was just like, this is not hitting. You know, the verses all made sense with the song. I think the actual song in itself, I just don't enjoy. But I'm biased because I fucking hate drag music. Like, I just, for me, myself, I just hate drag music.
This was drag music.
Oh, this was ra-ka-ka-ka-ka, like, mm-hmm. like punchline, 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 drop. Like, it was the most. So for me, I was just like,
to the tights, to the steels, to the lash, to the...
To punchline, lace punchline. Fronts. Yeah, yeah. I'm fronts, the queen. Like, those things, they just make me, like, cuckoo bananas. But I thought Fierce was choreographed perfectly. Like, very, like, sensual and sexy, not she too like hard. Star. Yeah, very pop star, very just, like boop, bada, boop, 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 boop. I loved, and she looked great. I loved the ponytail. I thought her verse was the simplest out of everyone's.
Me too.
But it had the best line.
What stuck out for you?
True North, Strong, and Fierce, Alicious.
Oh my god, duh. It had the best line. When I heard the title of the song, I was like, oh, you better milk that bitch.
Oh, and she did.
If that was actually her song, that would be the chorus, and you would just say it a bunch of times. But I felt like it didn't hit as strong because it was like, and now three more other girls. I felt like she was done dirty by going first. She opened for everything in this final episode. Like, she walked first, she rapped first, and I think sometimes opening, like, notice how Giselle went last. There's sometimes a momentum with, like, and now the closing, and now the final. Like, sometimes I felt like Fierce's order and things, I was like, oh, it's interesting.
I think they did that though because hers was a little bit simpler and her choreography was slower.
Fair.
And did you notice everything got faster and faster with the choreo and the lyrics throughout the song?
Did you notice? I didn't actually.
Did you notice?
Did you fucking notice? Did you watch?
Were you even fucking watching?
Are you doing your job?
But I liked hers. Kimmy's obviously was the best dancing.
I love her dancing.
When she went down for that effortless dip, like, it didn't even look like she tried. She just went clucks right into it, and I was like, ugh, like, her little body folded up.
I need to be front row seeing her perform soon.
Like, have you ever seen it? It's incredible. I watched her at the finale. You were not the finale. You were in Vancouver. At the finale for When Isis Won, and she was like,
she turns it.
Oh, she destroyed it. Like, genuinely one of the only people that I was just like, holy shit, at that finale. But I liked her verse. I don't necessarily remember a lot of it, but it was good.
That's a bad sign, though. If you don't remember, that's a bad sign.
I know. Well, it's just Fierce had such a good hook. Like, obviously, you're going to remember True North, Strong, and Fierce-alicious. Like, even though she said it, like, it's like, obviously, you're going to remember it. But, yeah, Kimmy's, I don't necessarily remember a huge amount of it. She looked great, and the dancing was great.
Mm-hmm. I love watching her in a rehearsal, just seeing how quick she can learn choreography is actually very cool.
Oh, it's astounding. I could never.
She's like, one and two and got it. Then, and even Hollywood was like, close. You were close. You're getting, and there's just a little off. I was like, Hollywood, stop. She's doing perfect.
She's doing
Hollywood loves to amp the drama up, being like, you know, get the move because $100,000 are over here.
Yeah. Do you know what's so funny too? $100,000
are on that side of the stage.
I was talking to Giselle this weekend. I don't know if this is like breaking trust or whatever, but she told me that Hollywood, like, there was said that it was the fastest any of the top had learned choreo.
Fair.
Yeah, but on camera he made it sound different, so I think they kind of amped up those things of like, I guess it's fine, but like off camera I think he was more like, great, good job, because they're all like dancers. Not two-faced, just, you know, you gotta, you know, do it for the camera.
You know, I love Hollywood.
I love him.
He's there for a quick minute and he's like, gonna turn a look, gonna amp up the intensity. It's cute.
And then he's like, bye. But yeah.
Bye.
What did you think of Jada's?
Jada, I find her makeup so distracting.
Oh, no, I know. Poor Jada.
There are these times where I'm literally like, someone just tell her to like, cut her crease in a different angle than the eyebrow, because it just basically looks like almost, it just like, I there's this point where I'm like, there's a way we could knock this out and you'd be just like, chef's kiss. So there's these times where I'm always just like, oh damn, and I hate to be that girly, but I'm gonna be that girly. We have a podcast, we're gonna talk about it.
Well, Jada's never been the makeup girl, you know.
Well, my partner was like, is her cut crease in her eyebrow? Because it makes it look like she has two sets of eyebrows. And I was like, see, as someone who's like Drag Race fan adjacent, kind of being able to be like, something's off with the mug.
Yeah, she's always put her cut crease in her eyebrow.
And sometimes you were saying she doesn't even block her eyebrows.
I think that it's not that she doesn't block her eyebrows. It's just that sometimes with the way she does her eye makeup, you're
she
like.
She sees that as like, I don't need to. It's dark, so I just.
Well, no, it looks like, did she not block her eyebrows? It's never been. Right? I can't confirm it, but sometimes you're like, did she not block her eyebrow? Like, did
I
she just.
I cannot confirm nor deny, but there have been times where
there
I'm
have
unsure.
Been times.
But, so Jada's performance overall, I think the verse was great. I love her dancing, her energy. Her overall package, she has star quality. And I know that resonates in person. Mm-hmm. It's just tricky when we're a viewer and the camera pans in so fucking close. Closer than even the judges look at her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's HD, 4K, like zoom lensing. And I've got that 68-inch TV. And so I just notice these things. And that's an mm-hmm. easy fix. Honestly, I feel like it just happens with
But I found
yourself.
Her
so
performance
overall,
was so
really
good.
Strong.
Yeah, yes, her performance was so energetic. She had, like, such a good verse. I feel like this was the first time you really saw her, like, give everything in a mm-hmm. performance. And I loved her. I loved the way that she hit the choreo. I was a really big fan of Jada in the final performance. Now, here's my question.
Question?
Giselle's performance we're going to get to. But what did you think of Giselle's wig?
It was a choice.
It was quite big.
It's quite big. One of the last shots, you know how they do all those quick panning shots before the main stage? Mm-hmm. It was Giselle cutting some fray hairs at the bottom of that green wig. And I remember seeing her do that and I was like, that was quite a big wig. And then it opens.
Quite large.
And it opens and I see it on her head and I'm like, yeah, that's really big.
That's really big. I thought, ooh, that's quite large. Why?
She Why? Said... She said crimped frizz volume.
Oh, volume.
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 It became like almost like a hedge, like a
yeah.
grass or like a
and
bush.
It, and like the way it was cut. I enjoyed the cut of it. It
I
felt very
angular.
Yeah, and it made sense with the look, but my God, was it big.
Did you find it distractingly large?
Slightly, just slightly distracting. I was like, this is quite big.
It was giving main character energy, so that's why I appreciated it overall. I was like, okay, Peacocks, who's got the biggest feathers? In that sense, I was like, go for it, girl. She knows what she's doing. She's like, I will, even in the wide, just be the biggest, brightest thing on this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think about the costumes for this number?
I thought
black
they looked
plus neon laces or whatever.
Do you want to know what's funny? I thought they looked so similar to Fierce's neon look that it's like that. All I could think about was like, I was like, this is just and Fierce's look neon look was better, so I was just like, what is this like cheap ripoff of Fierce's look?
Yes, you know, it was the Urban Outfitters version of it.
Yeah, you know what, it's just further proving that this was Fierce-alicious's Drag Race, you know.
She's in the tagline, True North Strong and Fierce.
Yeah, there's so many shout outs to Fierce in it. It was truly Fierce won the season without winning the season, but we will get there.
I know.
But I thought I liked
Giselle's
performance.
Yeah. I, again, loved the French. I thought that was like such a nice touch. Obviously, do we want to like acknowledge the fact that she's won? Or no?
I mean, yeah.
We can get
she
it
won.
So we know she won, and I think it's so beautiful for there to be a French queen, so there to be a French verse in this song. It just, for me, it felt correct.
It felt correct.
And I don't know, I thought she did a great job with her verse. She's a
me
very
too.
Strong performer.
Mm-hmm.
And the
yeah,
strength
I
to hold
it.
Up that large wig.
Those shoulders. Those traps.
No, it's not shoulders, it's your neck. It's all on the neck, baby. Strong neck.
Strong neck. She's got a strong neck. She's got a super strong neck.
We've always said Giselle has a strong neck. She's
and Giselle's a listener.
Oh my God, is she?
Giselle's a listener. Giselle listens to the podcast. So Giselle.
Oh God, we haven't talked any shit. We've loved you.
Well, we did just say her wig was huge, but we didn't hate it.
No, that wasn't an insult. That was just an observation.
It's quite big.
It was big.
It was very big. C'est trop gras. I don't know. I think that's too big. Did I just say too big? Anyways. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed the performance. I thought it was fun. I'm biased because I don't like drag music, but for what it was, it did the job.
It did the job.
It did the job. It was fine.
I'm definitely not going to stream this song to Never. Be like, let's jam. Hey guys, want to listen to a cool song? But like, if for the sense of like a reality TV show, it totally got to showcase what the queens were capable of in a time-crunched manner. You have to understand, recording these songs, I know sometimes there's movie magic and they rehearse afterwards and like learn choreo longer. Mm-hmm. The recording of the music is on that main stage and you get like 2 or 3 takes. I don't know if they give you more time when it's more like top 4, but I will say it's really fast. So for you to like workshop a song is easier said than done. So it's like for them to quickly like create a record in like honestly minutes, like
yeah,
like 180 minutes. It's serviceable.
Yeah.
Is it the best song ever? No. But no. I mean, I'm always so impressed by the quick turnaround. Even yeah. when I was there, I was like, how the fuck did you make this sound like an actual song? So, you know, good props to the team.
Props to them. And now here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Now, can we talk about the finale looks?
Yes, absolutely. I know I was, as each girl came up, I was like, I want to talk about their runways. So let's dive into the runways whole cast.
Do you want to start whole cast, like, right from Halal right to the end?
Why the fuck not?
Let's do it. Let's do that.
Kitties, buckle up, motherfuckers. Buckle up.
We're going to start right from the beginning because we got to see all the girls come back. Actually,
a big old reunion.
Should we talk about the reunion before we do that?
Yeah, let's everyone start, get another cup of coffee. Fold more laundry if you're listening at home. I wonder what yeah. people do when they listen to this podcast.
I know. Jerk off.
Do you think someone jerks off to this podcast?
I'm sure there's someone who jerks off listening to the podcast.
Okay, well, we don't want to break their flow. But we're going to dive into the cast. A big old reunion happens in the workroom.
Here is where I feel jilted. Here is where I felt like I was gaslit, gatekept, and girl bossed. Okay. It was so fast.
Yes.
And they fit in. Nothing about these moments felt genuinely brought up with the way that it was edited so quickly. They basically were like, here's all these things that happened on the show. Can you talk about these?
Well, it felt like wedding speeches instead of conversations.
Yeah.
It was like,
yes.
Okay, Bombay, talk about Fierce. Fierce, this whole competition. You did this. You did that. I love you. Okay, great. Thanks, Bombay. We got next. And it's like literally so fast.
Yes.
And it removed all heart and soul. I think they did it a reunion episode.
This is what I'm saying.
10 episodes for season 3? It's not crazy.
No.
Give them 10 episodes. Why did we watch Jinx Monsoon for 10 episodes clearly win a competition for All Stars, All Winners? That could have been 8. Mm-hmm. I feel like the first seasons, 9 felt really short.
I want them to sit down in a room. And I like, and if they're going to have all these lovely, beautiful conversations, I want you to really hear them.
Should we do it?
Should we host?
Should we host our own rogue reunion?
Let's do a rogue reunion. We'll contact
a semi-qualified reunion.
And you and I will host it.
Some might not show up.
But you know what?
No, I think we're good with everyone. I feel like everyone would show up.
Yeah, I think me and Fierce are even in a better space.
Fierce loves you. Fierce, that's her TV persona.
I know. Anyways.
She's really good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dive in. We are here with our really micro reunion. So you think it's too short?
It's too short. It feels like wedding speeches. All the conversations were lovely, and they were all things that we knew, and we didn't get any new real content. It was just them sort of like tying up loose ends. But I wanted just more.
They weren't even loose ends. They weren't even loose ends. It was like each top four's bestie in the competition. Like each bestie was like, oh, but I'm no longer in the competition, but like I love that you are.
Yeah, but even then, like Shelazan having a conversation about like it's renewing her faith in Canada, and
that. Sorry, not to be flippant, that was the one important conversation that they went over. Shelazan and Chaos. I loved that.
Yes, but so fast. So fast.
It was literally sentences. It was insane.
So fast. Like, I wanted more moments. And then, like, Mosu having a tender moment with Jada, and Jada just stone-cold face. Like, just...
She's on a beta blocker or something, because it's like, I can't think about that right now. I have to perform in a minute. Like, I get like that when I'm backstage at a show. I can seem kind of cold and robotic, because I have my brain working on other things. I'm not present in those moments. It's almost like I disassociate so that I can be there for the audience. I'm weird backstage sometimes, and so I actually get that. Miss Mosey's like, what, no tears?
She was just like, oh. Okay, but now let's get into the looks. I feel like we can get into the looks now. So Halal's walking down. She has this like pillbox hat and this white gown with like red and everything. It feels very, very close to her culture. And in the front of it, she has "Stop displacing us." So it's super important. She's making a very good political statement. Great that she's putting it on the main stage, especially on something so globally seen.
That's what makes me happy, because when we got to sit down with her episode one, her drag package had a lot of political statements that she wanted to make. So for me, it really warms my heart that she gets to walk one more time and like say something important to her. So that's where I'm like, absolutely snaps. This is so fierce.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think very cool of her to do, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very cool. I'm happy she was able to do it, able to present it on such a global stage. And she looks incredible. She looks great. The faces, makeup's great. The outfit fits her beautifully. I wish we got to see a little bit more of her stuff.
I know, me too. But follow her on Insta.
Yeah. Okay, now let's go to sweet little Miss Mosu. What was she wearing?
Not Miss Moko.
Miss Mosu.
Mosu Mama.
So what did you think? Wrong.
I don't know what I don't like about it, but there's just like a factor. Is it maybe the color of the hair? Maybe it's the color of the hair. It's very like warm toned. I think I would have gone more just like blonde. She's so fair that she can sport like that, really just like death becomes her Marilyn Monroe. I think she looks like Marilyn or Meryl Streep in drag.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Marilyn Monroe. Meryl Streep in Death Becomes Her.
Yeah.
She has that long nose. And so I always like her in a really bright wig, because I think it just like opens her face up. So that's probably what I would have done. But cute dress.
I don't mind the hair. I like the shape of it. I would say the color on the bottom is a bit warm for the cool of her dress. For me, the dress just feels like, for a coronation, just a little simple. I would have liked something a little bit more wow to it, you know, just a bit, just a tiny bit more. I just feel like it's a little bit pared down, but she looks pretty.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we've got Chaos.
Is it Chaos next? Cool.
Or did I jump 10 seconds?
No, it's Shelazan.
Oh my god, how fast are the clips?
This is what I'm saying. Damn. They rushed through all of the other girls, even on the runway. Quick.
They get
2 seconds.
4 seconds. I'm so sorry, Shell. Of course, let's talk about Shell is on.
So quick. This is the best she's ever looked.
It's patent leather. It's so cool. It's this like muted rose pink color. It's almost very like flesh. Mm-hmm. I think it's sexy.
I think it's the best she's looked in the show. She looks incredible.
Yeah. The fascinator is so interesting to me.
Oh, the makeup is so beautiful. She looks stunning, the way she's posing, the way that it fits her whole body. And I like that she didn't cinch her waist in to, like, oblivion. Like, I like that she's just slightly cinched and you can see the corset underneath, because it feels very, like, a part of the look. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that pattern, you see everything because it's just so skin tight. Mm-hmm. It looks very sexy. Love that shell.
And now so chaos. Quick.
And now we turn up the chaos.
Chaos.
This was very cool. Evan Clayton made this piece.
Did he?
My friend Evan. Yes. He put it on Instagram. I love going on Instagram the day after Canada's Drag Race because I see all my creative friends share their projects that they were part of.
I did this. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, that was Lucinda. You know?
Yeah,
Evan. Oh, that was Suki.
I love
sometimes,
it.
It's not always Suki.
Yeah, not always Suki. Sometimes Suki, though. I think it's really cool. It's very chaos. It's very on brand. I will say wearing a crown to a coronation is bad luck.
There goes her chances.
There goes her chance of winning. That's what I'm saying. Never wear a crown to a coronation. But it was very on brand for her, and I thought it was great, you know?
Yeah.
Big fan.
I thought it was really cool. I liked that it was, do you know how I was talking about, like, silhouette for her?
Mm-hmm.
I loved how there was all these cutouts, because then we just saw, like, I don't know, I thought it felt like a different silhouette, which excited me. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
A different then silhouette for Miss Chaos.
Oh, then we have our official crush, I would say, of the season, Lady Boom Boom.
Now, what do you think of the wig?
I think it's fierce. It's interesting. I think it's creative. I think it's like, it's giving me interest, intrigue, giving her height, because she is our petite little, you know, cherub, baby, queen. She's just so like, boop, boop, boop. So I think overall, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, like you're right. It's the hair just took me back. It wasn't what I was expecting. But the, like, Gwen Stefani makeup, I was big into. You know, I loved the makeup. I think she looks incredible. And I'm glad it's not a gown, because I feel like on her, a gown would make her look too small. I do like that she tried to elongate herself. So, yeah, it was beautiful.
And those shoes. She's wearing, she's a whole foot taller.
She is. Now, straight out of Buckingham Palace.
Oh my God.
Bob came as the crown.
So is that bad luck too, Juice?
Yes, it's a crown at a coronation. It's bad luck.
Are the kids today, did they just miss this memo?
You should never wear a crown. Never, never wear a crown in a competition where you receive a crown. It is bad luck. Like, I would never. It's bad luck. And if I was at a pageant and I wore a crown, bad luck. Mm-hmm. Bad luck.
It kind of says to the room, like, already got it, don't need one. Or it's just bad juju.
No, you're striving for the crown. You're trying to show them, look at how beautiful I would look with a naked crown.
Look at how naked the top of my giant wig is. I need a fucking crown.
Wouldn't a crown look amazing on this massive wig? That's the feeling you want to give. You don't want to be wearing the crown. But with that being said, this just being shady, she looks amazing.
The silhouette, though, of Bombay's look, I mean, you know,
and she looks quite pretty in the face.
I think she looks great.
She
looks awesome. The swirled hair. Did Wig Zaddy do this?
It looks like a Wig Zaddy. I think maybe. I'm not sure. I can't confirm nor deny.
If it looks like a Wig Zaddy and talks like a Wig Zaddy,
might be a Wig Zaddy. This is a Wig Zaddy. I think this is a Wig Zaddy wig. I think this one's called Eddie's Mom. So it may
Eddie's
be Wig Zaddy.
Mom has got it going on.
And you know, this is a reveal into a catsuit.
The crown look.
Yeah.
It reveals... Well, that's cool. Mm. We love a performance piece.
There's going to be a lip sync.
There's going to be a reveal, Mama. I love a reveal.
Now, what do we think of Miss Irma Gerd?
I love this look. This hair is so cute. I love her as a brunette.
I like that she looks pretty.
Yeah.
You know? It's something that it's not saying she didn't look pretty in the rest of the season, but this is a genuine, like, a pretty look. Like, this wasn't meant to be boogery or campy or funny. This was just a beauty look. Like, she has a structured hair. She has a very structured outfit with the pads, and she just genuinely looks, like, pretty and happy. I'm a big fan of this.
I really like the hair. I thought it was so cute. How it was off her face, the warmth. In the color, like the brown, I thought it looked cool with the pearls and stuff. Yeah. It was a fabulous look for Irma.
She sort of looked like a Final Fantasy character to me.
Yes, there was definitely nods to that because of how sculptural the hair was, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then on the other coast, we have Vivian Vandepuss, hailing from BC. What did we think of this gold gown, this moment?
I'm going to be controversial.
Hot take, mama.
It looked too big.
Yeah, I said the same thing to my partner. As it walked down, I was like, oh, it needs a little like nip where there was a lot of fabric ruching. And it can be hard sometimes when you ruche like that. If you remove the bulk on the inside, what can happen sometimes is you don't remove the bulk. You just keep the fabric stacked on top of each other. And I think it added too much outward shape. I would have just nipped it a little and then we would have been talking, mama. Because it just needed that fit. Otherwise, I thought her hair like that.
Oh, I love the hair.
It was giving Dita Von Teese. It was giving Louis Vuitton, that collection by Marc Jacobs with the bunny ears.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, I don't know, like a decade ago, but like literally so chic overall that like a fitting note. I sometimes like to pretend like that's not what I'm looking at. Like I'm like, oh, in a magic world where that was nipped.
Yeah.
I'm like here for it. So that's my only note.
I liked it. I liked it overall. I just wish that it fit a little bit better. That's all. But overall, beautiful.
Overall, fabulous.
Gorgeous. Now, should we get to our
next
top four?
Next on the runway. Top four.
Miss Fierce-alicious.
Fierce-alicious. Her, my only, I feel bad.
No.
She was blue and the background was so blue that I felt like she got lost every once in a while because it was like color on color.
Oh, so I guess.
That was my only thing because literally I was like, oh, I want to like see details. And it's like, because they were the same colors around each other, as I'm playing it right now on my screen again, I'm like, yep, I'm not being picky. It's literally a thing. They lit the finale blue. So every once in a while I was like, no, I want to let the boning pop. Like I want to see it from all angles in this cool way because it's a gorgeous gown. It's literally so gorgeous.
Oh, it's the best she's looked this whole time.
So cool.
It's so cool. Beautiful. Even her winged eyeliner is blue. Like down to the nails is blue. The blue glitter on her eye with the pop of the red lip. I was so stupidly in love with this look. It was just dumb. And the moment she walked out, all I could think in my head was, this is what I want for Fierce. This is what I would love to watch. Do you know like a good ballad? Like a girl who just does a good ballad? She's so fucking pretty. That outfit's so beautiful. If she were to stand there and just do a ballad, like a beautiful emoted ballad, I would whip money at her. I would just throw money on the stage. Like, that's the kind of thing that I would love to see from Fierce, you know?
Absolutely.
A good
step down girl?
No, she's like a sexy Ariana kind of like, just like down on her knees, kind of toss her ponytail around girl. You know?
No, like she looks so demure in this. I think she should really consider it.
Yeah.
She gets older, the body might want her to do that.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like if she really just went up there in something stunning and just did like a soft ballad and just like like very much went into the emotion of it, I think it would be incredible for her. I would love to see that, especially like this.
No Fierce.
I know. I've just never seen her done it, but maybe she has and I just haven't seen it. I've been inside for 2 years.
You're like, I've been trapped inside.
I've been trapped inside.
Next, what did we think of Kimmy Couture in her mint moment?
She did the same thing as Boom Boom, where she elongated herself because she's so small. I liked that it was very much a throwback to the bra and panty collection, you know, where it was very much a bra and panty, but, you know, corset version. I liked it. It felt a bit bulky. The cape didn't really feel necessary, but it was pretty. I liked the color a lot.
Yes. See, I thought she popped. Like that color note on Fierce. If you see how like Kimmy's like buzzing a color off the background, that's my only note about that. Because I think Fierce's look was amazing.
Yeah.
So I was like, the mint, I was like, ooh, wow, I can see you. I know she referenced the face jewelry as a nod to her culture, so I don't want to be like problematic. I just thought it was a little large. Like I get the idea of a pointy face is like a sign of beauty in her culture. But I just wondered if we pared it down just the tiniest little bit.
Oh,
so
really?
That it would be more less of a distraction. I felt like it was the only thing I was looking at when she was talking.
I quite liked it.
I was like, can I refine that? Because again, with the bulk, I felt like she had so many big pieces. I was like, oh, we can go refined now. We can do a little like Like, you know how the girls are doing the Euphoria? Just, like, yeah. crystals and stuff. They're just, it's just, like, bing, 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 bing.
You just wanted it light. Smaller.
I just wanted it. I would play with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we go from there.
I liked the size there. Of it for me because it gave very much, like, pointy beard, you know?
Yes,
I don't know.
It was a moment. It definitely was. It was giving point.
It was giving point. I liked how big it was because you could really see it. But
overall, what's the point?
What's the point? It wasn't my favorite look, but it was very pretty. I enjoyed it.
And then we have Jada.
Oh, the drama.
The drama.
The drama on the runway. She gave. This was a performance, the way that she walked down this runway. The like, walk out and soft look up into the lights. I was like, I am losing my fucking mind the way that she is just walking down this runway. I am obsessed. What did you think of the overall look?
She looked so beautiful. She looked so beautiful. This color on her, the stoning in the dress, the color of the wig. I thought she looked really, really beautiful.
Me too. I liked it. The makeup was... The makeup even felt a lot cleaner. It's like she went in and smoothed it out. I liked the dress. The dress almost felt like Deja Sky wore something very similar on her season. So I really enjoyed it, like, the fabric. She did. I like it all. I feel like something's missing on it. I wish there was just something else.
Does she need, like, a necklace?
No. She has two giant earrings, so a necklace would be too much. Something on it. I don't know. Maybe a fur. I don't know.
I would have swapped the big earrings for a smaller, slightly smaller ear and a necklace. Because then it would have pointed down to that sweetheart line and it would have been like décolletage city. That's my note.
Maybe it's the hair I'm not enjoying.
You don't see her in a redhead?
Yeah, it might be that because I've only ever seen her in darker hair. So maybe it's the red throwing me off. But I think she looks incredible. And I love the drama she gave and the way that it moved and the billowing of the bottom was great. It was beautiful.
So cute. And then we have, oh my God.
Bitch.
Giselle Lullaby.
I gasped.
That hair took that look to such a refined level. Like, it just felt so beautiful.
She looks like a sculpture.
It was a sculpture. Yeah. It literally is so beautiful. Like, the fact that she had someone make that for her, it's just so inspiring and, like, I don't know, cohesive to the look, the way it wrapped, and then the fabric kept doing the same thing. I thought this was one of my favorite looks on Canada's Drag Race.
Me too. I think, like, overall, like, this is one of my favorite, like, coronation looks ever. Like, the way that, even, like, the gold, the rose gold, I don't even know what those that fabric is.
Talking about understanding the assignment.
Oh,
it was
yes.
fresh, it was fashionable, but it was also classic and, like, demure with the shawl, and she got to perform with it, which we'll get into. Just such a 20 out of 10. Literally,
big
so
fan.
Good.
Big fan. Big fan, big fan, big fan. Now, so we get off the runway. We have our little reunion with the girls, which we talked about. We've seen everybody's looks. And it gets to the top four. And then I'm just still
all
watching
of a sudden,
Giselle.
And just all of a sudden, Brooke's like, by the way, we are going
just
down
so you know.
A top two. And how did you feel about that? It felt abrupt to me. Like
it felt
kind of
abrupt.
Just like,
it
Hi,
felt
so. This is what we're doing.
It felt abrupt. It felt unnecessary.
Would you have wanted a top four lip sync?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was going to be like two versus two, and then what? Like the tops of that happen. So it was a little expedited. I was like, whoa, we're just diving in. We're just saying goodbye.
Yeah.
To Fiercelicious and Kimmy Couture. Like I was just like, oh,
it,
okay.
It felt. Do you know what I like about a top four lip sync? You know when they do those top four lip syncs, and it's just like you hear like a montage of them over it on why they deserve to win and why they want to be the winner of in their confessional. Yeah. For me, I'm just like, oh, that's just a really nice moment, and everybody gets to have their moment in the sun. The lip sync doesn't really matter. It's just about kind of who is going to be the winner. It never comes down to who wins that lip sync. You know, it never comes down to that. You know, so for me, I was just like, oh, okay, so it's going down to a top two. So is it going to be an actual stakes, like whoever wins this lip sync wins the season, or is it going to be the same thing as they always see of like that Lily? I mean, they did do the little montage thing of why they deserve, but it was just the two. And I was like, I wish all four, especially because like they had to do all that press.
I know. So much press.
And Kimmy and Fierce are sitting there like, well, I didn't. So it's just like, you know? So, and I would have loved...
Can we talk about how they don't show childhood photos anymore? They show a photo shoot from 4 hours prior.
What brought you here? Like, what?
I feel like a childhood photo is such a touching moment of the show because you see them, like, out of drag, so raw and real as, like, a baby.
Yeah, and then they do the whole, like, you're going to find your family, you know?
You see your whole life flash before your eyes. You're reminded of the little boy who wanted to do this for years. A photo of you in drag from yesterday is not going to evoke the same feeling.
No, it makes me feel production, like, I don't care.
I love you. I know you want to have a reason for Isis to come back on, but, like, the childhood photo slaps. It's a cute moment. Bring back the childhood photo. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, or do the photo shoot and then just be like, here's your photo. You won this challenge.
They could, at the end, just display the photo, almost like on America's Next Top Model, like, as a, just a sweeping shot at the very end of the winning photo, like, that's you.
Yeah, like,
but this moment could have been, yes.
Yeah, something about it makes me so... It's just, it doesn't feel, it doesn't have that heart, you know, that moment has. You lose all of it. It just feels very superficial. I hate it. Personally, not a big fan. This is why they're never asking me back on All Stars.
This is why people say we're always negative.
I'm like, they fucking hate it. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to say it. If I don't like it, I'm going to say I don't like it. And I don't like it. Something.
And I don't like it. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm not going to apologize. And I'm cranky.
So we go down to a top two, which I'm cranky about for a second too, because it's like, oh, okay, bye Fierce and Kimmy.
Yeah, and this is what I was saying earlier, I want to see Fierce do a ballad, and this was my moment,
and you didn't get it.
And I didn't get it. This is what I was trying to get at. I really want to see Fierce do a beautiful ballad in this gown, and now I don't get to see her do a Celine Dion ballad.
I mean, ugh, I love that song too.
Oh, it's so
such
good.
A good song.
I was
one
so
of
happy they
favorite
picked
Celine
it.
Dion songs. A New Day, you know? Has come. So beautiful, so beautiful.
Yes. Trey, and I thought they were great. I think Giselle is a Celine Dion impersonator.
The essence of Celine.
Celine. I felt she leaned into Celine a lot when Jada leaned into a little bit more of the drama, which I felt like Jada really did win the lip sync.
Okay.
I felt Jada was a little stronger in the lip sync because she gave more drama. She gave more big, which is a little bit better, I found, for the camera. And I felt that Giselle gave a little bit more true to almost Celine moments.
More nuanced,
and they felt a little bit smaller next to Jada's big performance. So if it came down to the lip sync, which it never does, I feel like it was more Jada's game, but you know it's about so much more than just that.
Well, we have Giselle on the line, and she's been hearing all of this, so...
Hello,
that's
Giselle.
Kind of rude. It's a little rude.
A little rude.
But, Giselle, please come to the stage. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. We are going to talk to Giselle in a minute, though. I'm quite excited to talk to our season 3 winner, Kitty and Starstruck. But I'm with you on Jada giving it levels. But I thought Giselle had this, like, the Celine vibe. I literally, the way she was looking, that wig, I was like, Mama, don't move. You are perfect.
Oh, she couldn't.
She physically couldn't. But I thought overall... such a great win. I'm really happy with Giselle getting her flowers, her moment. She was so helpful this season.
Yes.
Like, because do we want to dive in? Brooklyn announces the winner of Kim Stryker season 3.
And it's, well, before that, we had a friend come back.
Isis. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Isis. I just reposted this on my Instagram.
She
that
insane.
Look. Oh, my God. Kiki Ko from Ottawa. I'm having her make me something. I actually am right now.
Oh, really?
She can just, like, the not that big.
I was like, oh,
like,
wow.
Smoochie. But, yes, the wingspan on Isis's look to come back with the crown and scepter.
Wow. And even Isis looked like she was just like, doot, 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 doot. Like, she could barely really travel in it. It was so large. But I just
looked great, though.
Oh, it looked great. So cool. And I love how, like, confident she was. She went, this is how it's done. Like, it just was like, yes. I'm screaming. But yes, so after she gets there for the coronation, we say goodbye to her reign, which she is the second shortest reign in all of Drag Race history, only topped by Lawrence Chaney, who was a few days shorter.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. But
damn, Daniel.
But Giselle is our new winner. And I'm excited.
Yay! I'm so excited for there to be a French queen. I think it just like rounds out the like Canadian franchise of it all. And like, because I felt like sometimes with Rita, she didn't win. And then she was like, well, I'm going to exclusively like go to Quebec and like thrive here, which is amazing. But I feel like if Giselle has won, she then gets to connect the whole country and like kind of be the girl about Canada versus just Quebec. And so what that'll do is bridge just this whole like channel of community across Anglophone and Francophone, drag culture. And that just excites me. You already see it in the earlier seasons. Without Canada's Drag Race, I would know nothing about Quebec drag. Nothing.
Not a thing. And well, now I wouldn't know anything about a lot of drag. And
Merdot is such a fabulous space. The queens, you can tell there's such a rich history and community there. It just excites me to know Giselle can then kind of be the champion of that across Canada. Yeah. It's so cool.
I'm happy for her. And I feel like overall, she very much was the winner of the season. You know, I think she really did deserve it. I'm really happy that it was her that took it home. Shout out to Jada, who is such a star. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. So incredible. If she would have taken it, she would have been just as deserving. But yeah, it's Giselle's. And even, you know, Fierce and Kimmy. Like, Fierce and Kimmy, I think, would have just been just as good. It was a very strong top four.
I mean, we said it on the record. We were Team Fierce-alicious.
I was, I think, a little Team Fierce-alicious, yeah.
We said it on the podcast.
We did, literally. Yeah.
It was Team Fierce. And I, we were Team Fierce toward the end. We literally picked from the top four. So I was kind of shocked when we went to the top two. So it was almost like, oh, okay, whoa. And then in that moment in the lip sync, I got to kind of think about both queens. And ultimately, I was like, you know, it would be cool to see Giselle win. But Jada, such a star. I feel like we walked away knowing how talented not only this whole season and this cast is, but particularly the top four. They really have that star quality. I noticed that in our bonus episode interviews.
Yeah.
You know,
it was so great talking to them. So fun. Kimmy was my favorite one to talk to.
I love talking to all of them. So fun.
I know. Kimmy just has that. She's just so funny, you know? She just makes me laugh. Kimmy just gives me like a chortle, you know? So, I don't know. But it was a great episode.
Speaking of talking to the girls,
yes.
Should we dial up our winner of Canada's Drag Race Season 3?
Ooh, I think I have a number saved. Let me get it.
I mean, put it in the... Pin that chat. She's our winner girl now. We are sitting down with the winner of Canada's Drag Race Season 3. Her new slang, her nickname is going to be the all-dressed chip of drag queens. It is Giselle Lullaby. Oh my god, I'm literally starstruck. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
When Brad said that, I was literally like, you literally are the all-dressed chip of drag queens. You can do everything. And you're so helpful. I almost feel like you are the congeniality queen and the winner this season. You got to showcase so much talent, but then, I don't know, you were just such a sister. I really loved watching you on this season. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I feel like it's still not real. You know, I was
absolutely
there last time.
Right?
Everyone was congratulating me, and I was just like, oh, it's done. Now it's real. Okay, cool. And even there, I was like, okay. And more I was saying it today, more I was like, okay. It's done. So I'm really, really excited. I'm just honored to represent French Canadian in Canada, and just to show that, at least for all the Canada, what French Canadian can do. So much forgotten all the time. So yeah, I'm here to represent, and I'm really excited. This is super cool. Oh my god, I just won Drag Race.
You just won Drag Race, Giselle. Wild. Last night. It's so wild. SQ Cuties, we as the queens on the show, we don't know what happens until it literally airs. So while you're watching it last night, so was Giselle. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. We don't get a sneak peek. Like, I watched, I forget who's recording, was it Kiara, her video of you on Twitter winning? I almost started to cry. I was like,
beautiful.
To see your reaction, you looked gorgeous last night.
you must be
buzzing.
It's really cool. You know, I woke up this morning still so drunk. I know juice box, you don't really feeling anymore, but
no, like I remember it. Headache. I remember it.
Big headache.
Yeah, I remember it.
You remember?
So you're buzzing and you're buzzed.
Oh my yeah. God, exactly. But I took Tylenol this morning. I was really just excited to just, you know, talk about it, and it's done. And like my friend said, you can always sleep sometime else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Something you'll never have this moment again.
Exactly. Something tells me you may not sleep a lot this year, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Pressure makes a diamond. Exactly. And we love those. We love those. Speaking of which, Giselle, I thought it'd be so cute, seeing as you just have come into a tax-free fortune of $100,000. I am your goal-setting workshop coach. We're going to do it right here, right now. What are we doing with the fat check?
For sure. Like I said in an interview before, I'm going to bring my mom to Disney World, for sure. That's yes. The goal. We weren't really rich when I was young, and she was always saying that, not as a joke, but like, when we'll be rich, we'll go to Disney World. And she never been.
I love that.
She never been.
I love that.
Now I have the money, so I'll do it. Oh my God, I'm tired. Sorry.
That is so
beautiful. Do you know Jamie from Drag Coven?
No.
I'm going to get her to message you to help you plan your Disney trip, because she will make you the best Disney trip of your life. Like, she will show you exactly how to do it, exactly how to plan it, so you can have that. Sorry, I'm a Disney adult. She will be able to give you the best Disney trip.
Perfect.
You're going to have so much fun.
4 years ago. It was a dream.
It's so fun.
I love that you're taking your mother. That's so beautiful. Cute.
Don't go with children. It's really nice with adults. It's super cool.
Yeah.
Go with your mom. Oh my God. That's such a sweet thing to do. I love that.
You know, and just going there to eat in all different restaurants and stuff like that. This is the best part of Disney, you know?
Oh, so cool. Yeah. Oh my God. That's so cute. I love that.
And then are there any goals back to almost career mode? Like Giselle Lullaby aspirations?
Yeah, I released a song. I'm not scared of singing anymore. And
yes.
I just love to perform, and there was always a little dream of mine. I know. I'm not Cynthia Kiss voice.
Stop. No, stop.
No, I will say it. You're the most beautiful voice of all Canada's Drag Race.
Oh my God, thank you. That is so cool.
Girl,
but I'm excited for your song.
And I say to Juice Box, your two voices together are like so charming. So charming.
Oh, we love it.
But yeah, so soft. So perfect. But your singing voice, I remember watching the viewing party and being like, that's not fair. That's not fair. And you didn't even want. That was bullshit.
I know, but enough this is about what I'm me. Saying. Enough about me. What's your song called? What's your song called? I want to stream it.
It's not really serious, but it's just fun. Just you know.
And is it out now?
It's just out now. So if you want to listen to it, it's really simple. Oh, fabulous!
We're gonna roll it. We're gonna play it at the end of this episode. Yeah. Get the kids listening to this. Yeah. Oh, I'm so psyched! I'm so psyched for you. This is amazing.
Thank you.
So fun, Giselle.
But yeah, I want to go on a tour for sure. I want to go around Canada. I want to go to Vancouver. I want to eat sushi.
Come.
I will. I will go to Newfoundland. I want to go around, and I want to go maybe like maybe a documentary about it, and just go around. Maybe like I want to see some reserve. I want to go in Saskatoon with Cheryl Zahn, and I want to meet like everyone. Like, so I'm really excited to go around Canada and visit it, because when I was young, I was in the cadets, and I remember to just go around Canada was so much fun. So yeah,
I think it's and this way, it's way more fabulous. Than
I know,
cadets.
I know. Than doing camp music camp.
Well, Giselle, let's think a little bigger. Let's get you all over the North America. Let's get you all over the world.
Oh, the world's coming. The world's coming. But now I'm queen of Canada, so I want to focus on my reign.
Oh,
no, I love that. It's beautiful.
She was crowned on the monarch died, so then Giselle was put in place.
I know. People keep saying that. Since I'm from the Commonwealth, should I marry Charles? Is that what's happening? I didn't understand.
You're the new queen.
It's too old for me. Like, I don't mind, but no. The years, no.
I love that. Now, was there anything that we didn't get to see on the show? Any highlights that you were anticipating that ended up on the cutting room floor? Anything that you want to tell us?
Yeah. I can't say that if I want to. Yeah.
We've got our buzz.
There's an amazing story, and I will say it exclusively for you guys. And I said it only once in another interview, so it was subtle. So now I'll give you the full story. Just before the final, Jada Shade Hudson ordered Chinese, and she got 4 lucky cookies. Okay? Mm. And so Jada gave them, it's like, it's a sign. No, you order for 4. That's not a sign. That's mathematic. But whatever. So she gave us one of each a cookie. And we all open it. And we're like in the holding. So the holding, everyone, is the room that we're supposed to hold and wait. So this is the holding. And we're waiting there and just eating breakfast. And she just gave us a cookie. And Jada opened hers. And hers says, when a door closed, another one opened. So she's like, cool, I'm not winning. And Kimmy opened hers and say something bad, not always means something bad. And she's like, cool, I'm not winning. And Fierce opened hers. And there's no message, no paper, nothing.
Which is so fitting.
No.
Which is so fitting.
What did yours say?
I'm not kidding. Everyone from the Queen Care was laughing so loud. Okay? And after that, I got my cookie. I read mine. And everyone looked at me. I'm like, what's yours, Giselle? I was like, no, I'm not saying it. I was like, Giselle, what's yours? And I can show you on the
Do you have it?
It's a podcast. Yeah, I have it.
You're doing it. Oh, she still has it. Oh, my God. It just says winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Of course. She write a book.
Oh.
She writes everything in her journal.
Oh, you are. Oh, wow. It's a way to keep you sane.
And so mine was, I'll do the lecture. You create your own stage. The audience is waiting.
Oh, my God.
And we film it the 22 April. And the number 22 is there.
The lucky number 22. Oh my God. It knew. The cookie knew.
I arrived doing my number in the final with, like they say, so much confidence that it looked easy. Oh my God, girl. I was on pure adrenaline. I was like, I don't give a shit. If the lucky cookies say I was the one, I am the one.
It's the boost you needed. You're like, it's the cookie. It was in the cards.
It was the cookie.
And the cards were in the cookie.
Thanks, Jada. You give me the best boost ever.
Come on, Chinese food.
And now I want Chinese food now. We're talking about it.
Yeah, me too.
I love that. That's such a sweet and like serendipitous story. I love that. That's incredible. So much about your journey on the show and your reign is just so awesome. I'm really, really excited for you, and I feel like it was a very much deserved win. Congratulations, babe.
Thank you so much.
We cannot wait to see where you go across Canada and beyond. We talk about it in this episode. I was saying the French culture, how you get to be this ambassador for the whole country. I'm just so excited because you're the girl to do it. Mm-hmm. You're a social butterfly. That kooky, goofy side of you too. I don't know. I just think you're this perfect blend to represent the whole season. Just congratulations, Giselle.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Yes. No, this is going to be, it's just so fun to see what you're going to do. And it means the world to us that you came on the podcast today. So congratulations. Soak it in. Take today just to be like that girl. Maybe rest for a minute.
I think rest is coming. I hope so. I don't have vacation until, I think I have 4 days. We plan 4 days in a week and a half.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, is there anything before we let you go? Is there anything that you want to say? Anything you want to shout out?
Yes, of course. I would like to thank the fan that watched the show. I said that in other interview, but I only receive love from everyone, and I'm really excited to meet all the fans from the franchise all around the world. It was such an honor to at least represent the French Canadian, but Canada too. And it's really an honor, and I would like to thanks mainly all the cast, because all the girls were so, so fabulous this year. I'm a fan of Drag Race, and I was doing it, watching it at the same time, and being like, ooh, who is it? Who is going to be? No, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it was an amazing season. Yes.
Love. I love that.
So fabulous. Well, we cannot wait to see what you do next, and please don't be a stranger when you're in the West Coast.
Of course.
Come stay at my place.
I will.
Fabulous. We love you, Giselle.
Love you, Giselle. Mwah.
Take care. See you soon, girls.
Bye. So that was Giselle. I'm so happy for her. What an incredible opportunity for her to have to be the winner of the season. And she was so great to talk to you. And you could tell she was just on cloud nine, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so surreal. I love that we've gotten the chance to sit down with all of the eliminated queens this season. But there's something about catching the winner. It's the opposite. Sometimes they're a little bummed out because that meant their time was done on the show, whereas with Giselle, we're catching her. She was crowned last night, folks. Like, we just are catching her on the heels of finding out some life-changing news. So that was really special.
And we feel like the cool girls. Like, we got to interview every single girl from the season, like, without fail, getting to know them, you know, getting to chat with them. Like, that was awesome. Like, how fucking fun was that?
Our podcast is my way of staying connected with the other seasons. I love this, like, I don't know, sit down moment where we get to just be like, we all did this crazy wild thing. How are you feeling? Like, all of us have been through, you know, like our press days afterwards. So we're empathetic to the other queens. We know it's intense and we get to kind of just, I don't know, shoot the shit with each girl. It's been so cool. So we really thank Bell Media and Crave for letting us, get exclusivity with the girls and be part of their media roster this season. We feel too legit to quit. Oh.
Now, speaking of too legit to quit, we have some audience questions that are coming in, and we've got two voice notes that I'm very excited to listen to. So let's start with our very first one. This is coming from Instagram. It's a voice note from Lou Cody. And let's give it a listen.
Hello, Cynthia and Juice. My name's Lou. I am a British SQQ cutie, if you couldn't tell from the accent. It doesn't sound quite as cool in a British accent, I don't think. I hope you guys are well. I am loving the podcast at the moment. I think that season 3 of Canada is just absolutely slaying, to be honest. I'm really enjoying it, and I am always looking forward to hearing you guys' opinions on it. Plus, it's really lovely that you're interviewing all the contestants when they get disqualified. I really like being able to hear their perspective. But anyway, I'm running out of time, so I wanted to ask you, what do you think, as a British person who doesn't know a lot about Canadian drag outside of what I've seen on the show, what do you think makes Canadian drag special and, like, unique? Like, I know everybody's different, but overall, is there a certain vibe or thing that Canada has that other countries don't have when it comes to drag? Okay, bye.
Thank you, Lou. What a great question.
Thanks, Lou. Also, saying SQ cutie sounds very cool in your British accent. Everyone SQ sounds cool
cuties.
I love it. Thank you, Lou, for the question. What would you say, Juice, when you're asked? We get asked this a bit, being Canadian queens.
Yeah. I feel like now that I've been able to, this is going to sound pompous, but now that I've been able to almost go coast to coast and really see all of Canada, you know, and be able to see all of Canadian drag, I feel like, so the other day I ruined this man's life on Twitter. And one of his horrible bad take tweets was, Canada's drag race is really trying to shove down our throats diversity, or something like that. Just making it as diverse as possible. Like, all these things. And it was a horrible take. He was a dumb muscle white gay. Bad take. But the truth in his tweet was how multicultural our drag is. Like, Canada really is a melting pot of culture and a melting pot of people. So I think what's so nice about Canadian drag is that you don't just see, like, one type of performer from one type of culture representing one type of thing. Like, we get the whole world kind of put onto our stage, and you get to see so much. Like, you get a queen like Priyanka, who is going to give, like, her Guyanese roots. You're going to have someone like Halal, you know, who's going to be able to speak on her experience. You're going to have someone like Kine, who's from who has her Filipino experience, you know? So there's so many different things that you can get in Canada that I think that's what's so beautiful about it, you know?
It's representing their cultures, but guess what? The most pretty and glamorous parts of everyone's cultures. That's what I love about drag. So it's like, it's such a beautiful catalyst to be, like, demystifying different parts of the world, what different people find beautiful, glamorous, because it all boils down to this, like, essence of joy and love. And I just think you're so right hitting on the point of diversity in Canada that, like, to me, it's just so secondary. It's second nature at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe in the term melting pot because that strips people of their individuality. I believe that it is a mosaic, but I'm so comfortable with the cultural mosaic. That's where I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's Canada. Like, I think we're blessed here to just get exposed to so many different cultures. So that, mm-hmm. I would say, Lou, is the Canadian way.
Is our Canadian way.
The Canadian sleigh.
The Canadian sleigh. Our true north, strong and fierce.
Delicious.
Fierce-alicious. Okay. Our next question comes from Nora Hassler. I think I'm saying that right. And this is also on Instagram. So yeah, let's get to that.
I just wanted to say that I love the pod so much. I look forward to it every week. And yeah, it's just like always just the highlight of my week. Also, once this season is over, I personally think it would be really great if you talked about season 1 and 2 of Canada's Drag Race, like if you reviewed that. I always think it's really fun when queens review their own seasons, so I think that would be really good. But honestly, anything you guys put out, I have enjoyed. I love it. So yeah. I can't really think of a question, so I'm sorry I don't have one. But sending you guys so much love from Europe, and keep doing what you're doing because it's great.
Thank you, Nora. I appreciate that.
Oh my god, Nora. That's so cute. I'm gonna cry.
Also, Nora wrote, also, Cynthia, please respond to my DMs. Love you. Juice, come to DragCon UK next year. And hi, Anthony, you slay.
Oh my god. So Anthony's in her good books. Yeah. I need to get back to her DMs.
Yeah, and I need to somehow make it to Europe.
Nora, I will find your DM. I'll find your DM. But notice how that voice note bubbled to the top. Just saying.
It bubbled to the top. It bubbled to the top.
One of my favorites. I love hearing your voices, that we get to have you on the podcast in this cool way. Thank you so much for all the kind words. Sometimes we record this and it feels like it's in a vacuum and we just like send it off, send it out. It really, really, really warms my heart to hear that you guys are vibing with the podcast, because there are weeks where it's a lot of work for us. It's a lot of scheduling. Yeah. And so the fact that you vibe keeps us going. And so get ready. We're just getting bigger and better. To answer your question, Nora, there is actually a podcast coming out that is going to do just what you're talking about, covering seasons 1 and 2 with their perspective castmates. Wouldn't you say, Juice?
Yes. Eve 6000 and Boa are going to be taking on the reviewing of our respective season 1 and 2 seasons. And I think, what's it called? Let me look. I'm blanking on the name right now.
It's called Rue's Erection.
Is it Ruserection?
It's the Ruserection series. So it's like kind of, for now on the podcast, that's what they're focusing on. And Eve told me they like the name because it sounds like Ruse Erection.
Oh my god.
So leave it to them to be that kind of humor. But you know what, Nora?
No. It's called Death Becomes She, Her.
Exactly. So that's the name of the main show. And this is their Ruserection series.
Oh, so their main show is Death Becomes She, Her, and then Ruserection is the main series. Oh, do they? Yeah, there it is. I was like, I don't want us to be, like, giving it away. Yeah. Where they're Ruserecting them, reminiscing on our seasons of Canada's Drag Race. Yeah, so I don't, unfortunately.
Eve's quite proud of this title.
Well, I don't want it. So to answer your question, Nora, I would love to do that. But unfortunately, we already have 2 girls from our, you know, drag families sort of doing it. So I don't want to be stepping on anyone's toes. So maybe in the future sometime. But for right now, I think we're going to keep on keeping on with our thing.
But we will probably do those respective episodes where we were on. Like, you did their podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a surprise.
Exactly. So it's like, and then I'll be on when, I guess, one point when they get to season 2. So Nora, if you want our take on our final episodes, go give them a listen.
Go give them a listen. Show them
sharing and caring in the podcast community.
Yeah.
I don't know. For us, I think we want to continue to interview really interesting people, almost cross-pollinate outside of not just the drag zeitgeist, but almost see what else is out there in the podcast community. So if there are topics that you guys are interested to hear more about, we can totally cater certain guests on the show. And
totally.
Really, this is just a dialogue between you and the listener, us and the listener. So if there's things you're interested in, you want to hear our take, just let us know, because I love being weird, polite white women.
Just two wasps.
Yeah.
Right. But thank you guys so much. This has been an incredible run for this season, being able to interview all these girls, and everything this whole season long has been so great. I feel like this is the wrap up of our season one.
Yeah. Like this is the way we've been talking about it, planning with the team. Like, yeah, this is kind of our end of season one. We've been
killing
it.
This is the end of season one. Yeah. We crushed
it. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Huge shout out to our editor, Anthony. I always say this, but he is literally the heartbeat of the podcast. There have been points during the Pride season, Juice and I were like, how are we doing this? Like, how are we going to keep this going alive? So the fact that we've had some support with the editing of the episodes, it just helps us get to share this cute show to the world. So keep listening. We've got so much content. We're super excited to roll out some bonus content soon. And I don't know, follow us on our respective socials, because there's never a dull moment.
Never, never, never. And we appreciate all the love. Don't worry, just because it's the end of season one does not mean we're going to be taking a 6 month hiatus. We are literally going to be back with content right away next week.
Oh, exactly. Season two starts immediately.
Immediately season two starts, but we are just going to be doing a slight rebrand, but we're very, very excited to see what's going to come next. Me and Cynthia are probably actually going to talk about that as soon as we finish. That was me slightly hinting at you that we need to talk about.
You're like, look at me, look at me.
Look at me, look at me. Don't hang up, look at me.
So when we drop all this exciting content, make sure you're following us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod.
Good segue.
Twitter at FQQpod, using that sexy hashtag semi-qualified questions if you want to hear from us. And then I don't know, let's leave it at that. You can email as well, but I also, those voice notes on Instagram, I'm living.
Well, actually, if you want to be sending us a voice note, you can send us a voice note. Go to speakpipe.com/SQQpod. Our voice notes, we will accept them on things like Instagram and other things. But if you want to try this, go to speakpipe.com/SQQpod. Send us a voice note and we'll hear you on the pod. I think that's it.
We'll see you next week for season two of Semi-Qualified Queen.
Bye.
Bye.